This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday, as you may have been aware or just heard in the newscast with Mr. Paul, Vice President Kamala Harris laid out her economic agenda at Carnegie Mellon University. And joining us from KDKA-TV, political analyst, and he knows a little bit about money too, John Delano. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Paul. Always good to be with you guys.
Yeah, before we get into the takeaways, just we continue to be the focus of the candidates coming here and around just the immediate region. It's absolutely extraordinary.
It truly is. When you think about it, Kamala Harris has been running for president for, what, 2 months, a little over 2 months? This is her eighth visit to Pennsylvania, fourth time to Pittsburgh. And, of course, former President Trump was up in Indiana, PA, and he's coming back a week from Saturday to Butler. I mean, it's the attention is all on Pennsylvania. And I might add, unusually, in many cases, it's on Western Pennsylvania. Unusually in the sense that most candidates, when they start to campaign in Pennsylvania, spend a lot of their time in Philadelphia. But I think there's an appreciation that as we go, so goes the state of Pennsylvania. And as Pennsylvania goes, so goes the White House. So a lot of attention on us, and hey, I like it.
Yeah, it actually makes for interesting fodder for us, no doubt. So Kamala Harris spoke for about 40 minutes in front of a crowd of an invite-only 400 supporters, a theater at Carnegie Mellon University, talking to the Economic Club. So what are some of the highlight takeaways that you were able to dissect?
Well, there were a number. First of all, it was more specific and in some ways than people often accuse her of not being specific. But she was pretty specific with respect to a variety of tax credits and capital gains and grocery price gouging and small business tax credits, child tax credits. I mean, there's a whole lot of specifics you can get into. My overall impression, first of all, that it was a fairly typical Kamala Harris address, using a lot of the same lines that she's used before. Secondly, though, she's been posing and her campaign has been posing this question to Pennsylvanians and to Americans generally. Who do you think will best represent your economic interests in the White House? A billionaire or somebody who grew up in the middle class, who worked for McDonald's, whose mother couldn't afford to buy a house until she was a teenager? I mean, she, meaning her, the daughters were teenagers. I mean, that's kind of the basic question in an overall sense that she's arguing. And I spoke yesterday. I had the opportunity to interview Laura Trump, who is the daughter-in-law of the former president.
Right.
And she dismisses the whole notion. We put some of this on TV last night. She dismisses the whole notion that it matters whether you're a billionaire or not. But I think that's a fundamental question that people will resolve in their own minds as to who they think would best represent their economic issues. The focus itself was really, in terms of the issues, were 3 points: tax breaks and price gouging legislation, investing in companies and manufacturing companies, high-tech companies, to create more jobs, and cutting red tape for businesses, that she believes that it's important to cut red tape. She says she's a capitalist, uses the word, and that she wants to make it easier for companies. So we can get into some of those specifics if you want. But the bottom line overall is that I thought it was a pretty good address. And, you know, given that she's acknowledging, like everybody else, that the economy is the number one issue. And on that issue, Donald Trump leads by a few points, although she's doing much, much better than she did a month or so ago.
John, what stands out to me this morning is this capitalist pitch that you just mentioned about boosting the economy. She's talking about things that are both pro-business and also pro-middle class.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I might add, without stepping one iota of an inch away from unions, because there was a lot in here about pro-unions. I'm going to go visit every IBEW hall. That's the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I mean, she believes very strongly that the building trades in particular will benefit by the proposals that she's making, and that you can do this. You can be pro-union and pro-capitalist at the same time.
How much of this do you think, now that there is a platform with some details to at least dissect, will resonate with people?
Well, I think right now, I think 90%, 95% of folks know exactly how they're going to vote. So what we're talking about is, how do you persuade those who are truly undecided, and at the same time encourage those who may not be inclined to vote, why they might have a stake in coming out and voting for one candidate or the other. That's the kind of the focus as we go into the last six weeks of this campaign. And I think that the question there is, do any of these specifics ring true? If you've got children, a $6,000 child tax credit sounds pretty good. Does that appeal to you? Would that get you to come out and vote for Kamala Harris if you weren't otherwise on her team? You know, you look at some of the specific stuff of this. Does it resonate with a very small group of people that is not otherwise with her or hasn't made up their minds? And the same thing would be true on President Trump's side when he talks about tariffs and energy, drill, baby, drill, things like that. The question of, do any of these resonate again with people in the middle? Because I really do believe most people know exactly how they're going to vote.
So, John, I think you're saying something really important here, though. You're talking about the people who are undecided, but that even bigger group of people who may not participate. Now,
yes,
a $6,000 child tax credit, that would motivate someone.
It just might. So might a $25,000 grant to buy a new home. I mean, that's another one of her policies. Now, mind you, whether she can get any of this implemented in the Congress will depend on whether she has a Democratic Congress or a Republican Congress. And so those races down ballot are important on that score. But, yeah, I mean, this is all about who you get out to vote, because on that issue will depend the victor of this campaign.
And, man, I appreciate your time, John, this morning. And I think a lot of us are interested, at very least, on Tuesday's debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walston, and see how that goes. Not that that necessarily might swing people, but it, from an entertainment standpoint, there's a lot of people just curious. Well, thank you, John. Look for John.
That's going to be great and very entertaining on CBS.
Yes, on CBS, KDK
on
TV.
On CBS, right.
And we're going to air it in its entirety from CBS here at KDK Radio. Look for John on TV or streaming, so you can watch him constantly.
Oh, don't do that.
Thanks, John.
That would turn you off.
I appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys. Always good to be with you.
You too. John Delano.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.